If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you are hungry for lunch or dinner outside of Lincoln today, head down Highway 6 to Ashland and go to
Southside
Ruhlman Steakhouse on the south side of Highway 6. Opens at 11 o'clock. They have a variety of steaks, filet mignon, New York strip, sirloin, Chilean sea bass, walleye, and the cookie skillet. They have a lot of options. Wood-fired chicken, always a hit at Ruhlman's.
A young man approached me last night and said I'm the one who took the photo of the cookie skillet and sent it to you, and it was a great photo. I mean, it was on Twitter.
Was it like professional?
Yeah, it was really good. It made it look really good.
I saw that photo.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was a really good photo.
Yeah, it was like food.
It's almost like he set it up. It's almost like, and it wasn't. That's just everyday Phil.
It's like an erotic food.
Yes.
Photo.
Yes. It was Joe Erotic, if you remember.
Joe Erotic.
Yeah. Tiger King.
It was Joe Exotic.
I don't think so.
Yes, it was. He had an exotic animal.
He wishes that he was erotic.
He has an exotic animal zoo. Not an erotic animal zoo.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Be concerned. Google that. Would you chat GPT, please?
It was a pretty good series during COVID.
Yeah, if we can save people during COVID. By the way, next Wednesday, we have our show at Ruhlman Steakhouse, 7 o'clock, our preview of the season. Phil told me they had a bunch of people sign up yesterday. We had a bunch of new signups. But there's more room. They can fill the whole restaurant. And you can do that by texting or calling Phil. His personal cell phone number.
Personal.
402-403-8640. 7 o'clock next Wednesday night at Ruhlman International. You can enjoy a prime rib dinner and the show and some drinks as well.
I got some information from Ryan Beckman. He's the inventor of Olson Engineering.
Yes.
So he invented Olson Engineering. And he and some friends will be attending. He told me yesterday that he and some friends will be attending.
Olson Engineering?
Yes. So we'll have representation from the engineering world. So that will be fun. Worlds will collide.
That's right.
Yes.
Any engineering
question to me and Steve. Imagine
Come
that.
Come on.
You could.
Phil will offer this one more time through today. If you text him before 8:30 a.m., you get a $20 gift card also to Ruhlman. So 402-403-8640. Get your spot, get your table, and get $20 to Ruhlman's on top of that. For our event next Wednesday. Speaking of food, yesterday Memorial Stadium, thanks to the persistent text he sent to Keith Mann, got me and Swim in.
We did.
I got persistent.
Yes,
was persistent.
Walk us through it.
We went through. It was the east side of the stadium. We walked in gate 18.
Me and Swim.
Gate 18. Went up to the suite level. East Stadium. So that's what.
Okay.
Level
Who'd you ride third. Up with?
Me and Keith, Swim and. Somebody else, I'm not sure who.
Random stranger. If you're listening, chime in.
Okay, yep. So East Stadium, where'd you enter?
So right
gate
in the middle
18.
There?
Gate 18. And then I took the elevator up to the suite level.
He got mad at you.
The third floor, where there was just food everywhere. It was a dream. You go up there, you see the field, that you know, it's beautiful to see the field. And then you see all this food just everywhere, laid out perfectly by Aramark, the new caterer.
And this is the whole.
Memorial
you
Stadium.
Have to explain to me what's going on here. The whole reason is just to
have the press be able to document and take video, take photos, and get it out there to the 10/11 news, to the Ticket. Everybody had a chance to view it, to sample
with
it.
With suits there
to Kevin, show the people what's coming.
Correct. Yes. Okay. Inform them what is going to be at the stadium when they go to the first game, September 6th against Akron. Right. That's what his
suits.
With suits
there.
Kevin Suits was not there.
Okay.
Sean Callahan was. Robin Washit was there.
Okay.
From Husker Online. Your colleagues. I'm trying to think. Tom Chattel was not there. No Chattel.
Okay. Who was there?
Sam McEwen was there.
Sam
McEwen was in the building.
Evan was there.
Evan Bland was there. Yes.
Amy
Just was in the building.
Nice.
Yes.
Amy was there. Nice.
I know some people that I saw them walking over. Lauren.
Swigert was there. Lauren Swigert went.
Yeah, Lauren Michelson, TV. She was there.
Why was Swigert there?
Swigert was not there.
How did Swigert get in?
Lauren Michelson is a woman.
Norfolk was not there.
Yeah. Well, I got all excited.
Swigert was not there. I thought the most interesting thing was...
How did Swigert get in from his insurance job? Did he text Keith Mann on his own?
He probably did.
So what did you think of the food?
Yeah, give us some rundown.
The food looked good. So they have they got the big red burgers. They have an actual red hamburger bun.
Okay.
I heard about this. Like, it looks like a velvet cake, kind of?
It looks like, yeah. If you look from far away, you think it's a velvet cake. You look closer, it's obviously a red-dyed, you know, when we go well with Robert...
It's aggressive.
But,
it's aggressive. Red, is it healthy?
Red-tied bun. And then they also had a Philly cheesesteak. They had a foot-long hot dog. It's covered in...
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like macaroni and cheese.
Whoa.
The hot dog was covered in macaroni and cheese.
I got it right here. There it is.
I wasn't ready for all this.
Yes. Hot dog.
What did you have, though, Jake? We need to know what you sampled.
Well, I went to the bougie side, where the actual side they have for the sweet
surprise,
people.
Surprise,
the
sweet.
Yes, surprise.
They had shrimp Country and crab club. Legs and yeah. steak available. So what the hell is happening right now? Why is there steak available?
Crab legs!
Crab legs. They had crab legs and shrimp and like a fancy pudding. And steak. And Sean devoured that table, by the way. Sean went to town
on
the steak.
He's been doing, guys, he's doing Orange Theory. So he gets a lot of reps. Sean Callahan does Orange Theory. Burns a lot of reps.
They have a taco box, three tacos. I didn't have any of that. Nachos. And then I think the most interesting thing, and I was talking to the Airmark guys about why does this exist? Not a shot, but it's a question. They have corn on the cob.
Okay.
Now, Nebraska people know the right time to eat corn on the cob is around August, right? August, maybe early September, maybe late July.
I think that kicks in about probably late June,
okay,
July, little August.
Okay, so August, cut off of August. This is going to be in the stadium through November, corn on the cob.
Okay.
With elote, like a Mexican corn on the cob.
Okay.
And they thought we'd want to bring a flair of Nebraska to the stadium. I said, I'm not sure that's going to go for you.
Jake's pushing back.
I just thought.
Why is that, Jake?
We know when corn on the cob is at its best.
Mm-hmm.
It's not September through November. And I hope this goes well. This is like one of their signature items is the corn on the cob. I can't imagine. When that thing's done, he's going to put that below the seat also?
Well, eating corn on the cob at a game is an interesting concept.
Right away.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not pushing back.
I like butter.
I'm thinking about the people cleaning up the stadium. They have a bunch of corn
butter?
Cobs out there.
Can you get butter for the corn on the cob?
Well, I don't know. It's like a Mexican elote stuff on that.
Okay. You said elote. I'm not sure
what does that mean?
It's like covered. It's got like it looks like some guac on that, some...
Corn on the cob had guac on it.
Some queso on there, it looks like, and some spicy seasoning, it looks like.
Okay. They are being very aggressive.
I just don't understand why you walked by a hot dog with mac and cheese on it.
Yeah, I didn't eat it.
Did not walk by that.
Me and Steve would have been on the other end. It would have been, Jake, how's it down there? We're going to stay down here at our end.
Someone says it's hot Cheeto dust on the corn on the cob.
Okay. Okay. So back to the hot dog with mac. Jeez, you are in favor of that.
Yes, that sounds incredible. Because here's the deal. When's the last time you're going, well, they got mac and cheese? Oh, who wants that?
Never.
No, you always, never. Those words have never been said. If you walked in, your mom has mac and cheese on.
It's on.
It's on right there. And you're gonna whoop it.
It's coming
it
out of the pot.
Someone asked me. Also,
I'm just eating it right out of the pot.
Absolutely.
Someone asked, is the steak and crabs available for the common folk? Nope, just the sweet people. Just the sweets.
The people in the sweets.
The sweets get the shrimp and the crab. Like, so I would never have that.
You were impressed.
That food was incredible. Yeah, I just thought there was.
But here's the problem.
The corn on
the
cob is interesting, though.
This is a. I don't know, Keith. I'm just going to apologize. What we need to know is what was the food taste like for the regular, the normal ticket holder.
Well, they still
and
had.
Jake didn't get any information.
Not true.
On that. He just went right to the.
I didn't see anybody grab a taco at all. Nobody grabbed tacos or nachos.
You went right to the crab legs, and so we have no knowledge of the hot dog and. Buried in
if
mac
I could
and
defend
cheese.
Myself, I think everybody went to that fancy area. No one really tasted the actual food that was out there. They went to the buffet of the crab legs and the shrimp. I can't blame them because that was incredible.
Was it?
But I didn't see. I walked by when I left. I didn't see it. The tacos being touched much. There was a Philly cheesesteak wrap / sandwich there as well.
This is amazing.
I didn't see anybody eat the hot dog.
I couldn't have asked.
They still
for
had Valentino's. They had Runza still. No one ate that because they've had that before. But they did show off the display
just
of beer.
Walked right
also.
By, just walked right by everything and just and
took pictures of them.
Yeah, took and pictures then I just had, went.
If you saw everyone there, they all did the same thing. They all got the fancy food.
Did they really?
And took pictures of the food that will be provided to the general public at the game.
Okay.
The games.
Is there
me.
Anything new that will be presented to the general public?
I just gave you. I mean, there's barbecue. Philly cheesesteaks are new.
Okay, that's that. New. Okay, I
tacos
didn't know that.
Tacos are new. Corn,
don't yell
corn
at me.
On the cob is brand new to any stadium in the world.
And that is served to the general population.
That's general. Yeah, okay. General population.
You didn't make it clear. Don't yell.
The foot-long hot dog will be available with the macaroni and cheese to the general public as well.
Okay. Wow.
I like it. Yeah. They're working at this. That's
the,
what
the,
I like.
The taco box, the chicken strip with fries also is available to the public. They'll be at the concession stands. And I'm trying to think here. Loaded mac and cheese, brisket sandwich, that's new.
Jeez.
Loaded nachos.
Jeez.
So quite a few options.
Bill, you're right. They are working at it.
They're working at it. They're not trying to just, oh, yeah, we got a couple
no,
things
this is,
here.
No, this is going to be fancy.
No. Is this here's the critical thing. Those things you named, not crab legs and not steak, I get that part, and shrimp. Take that off. Are all the other items available at every concession stand?
I don't know about every. I'm going to say majority of them.
Because before you went to a concession stand, it was Runza, Valentino's, soda, and a few cans.
I'm glad you asked. The barbecue will be at Section 7, 16, 26, and 38. Okay. Tacos, Section 2, 34, 339, and 604. The burger is at Sections 23 and 39. Nachos, 32 and 34. And the cheesesteak, one spot, Section 28.
So you better really want to get a cheesesteak.
Yeah, you better make that
run. You have
to
walk all the way around the stadium to get it.
Section 28 for
Rudy,
the cheesesteak.
Could you do some research, please? Can you check out what will be available in Arrowhead Stadium on Thursday night?
That'd be nice.
It'd be nice to know what the concession availability will be that night. So,
God dang, I'm pretty impressed by this.
There's your rundown of the new food.
You have to take care of the fans right now.
Yeah.
And food's a big thing.
Corn on the cob into December.
You know
November.
The part that's the most annoying of all that? The one thing that they're pushing to take care of the fans the most is, it's incredible. We have the incredible Wi-Fi inside the stadium. That's what you need to do. Make sure your phone works inside the stadium.
We're watching ball here,
man. We got to gamble. I got to text my friends, and I got to take pictures of my food. So I got to have great Wi-Fi in the stadium.
Rick Heyman's Song of the Day next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.